humbling, and it's not planned for. The prince didn't plan to get called to this government position. Anyway, it's exciting and a little bit terrifying. But, you know, we've been getting warmed up to being Blades for a year now, and we really are. We're in it, and we've got the bug. Nothing to be done about it. So we just, I think we'll press on. I'm thrilled for the prince and his new calling. You know, he'll be looking over sports and welfare in the kingdom, youth welfare, and he's really perfectly suited to the job. And I'm very happy for him and for the kingdom. It's an honor to serve as the chairman, co-chairman of the Blades. Kevin McCabe's a great guy to work with. I look forward to that. You know, we already have established an excellent working relationship. I don't think very much changes, really, but I'm still stunned by what the heck is an American doing, you know, chairing a great, you know, heritage, rich English football club. I'm flabbergasted.
You've obviously been heavily involved with the club for nearly a year now. I mean, is much going to change in terms of your role in particular? Are you taking on any new responsibilities here?
I think it's going to be business as usual for us. I mean, I've been representing the prince through the year and doing day-to-day stuff. That will continue. I suppose I'll have to actually wear a button-down shirt with my tie. Need to be a bit more proper, but I think really the substance of the football club is the substance of the football club, and that's not changing. You know, I know that I'm in this role serving Prince Abdullah. That's been true all year. I don't think it's going to be there'll be any palpable change. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, Scott McCabe and I, do whatever coordination is necessary with management. That's going to stay just the same. So I don't think it's a big change.
The prince, obviously, as you mentioned, has been given this opportunity in Saudi Arabia to work with the youth welfare. Presumably, though, he still found it a tough decision to leave the board.
Yeah. I mean, he was, I think he's, like myself, he's got the bug. And, he said it, you know, it's been a highlight of his entire career. And he's done lots of fun things, but I think it's hard to identify something more fun than this. I think he's very much in earnest what he said about the change. And I think, you know, we can expect to see him and son and family around the lane when they're given an opportunity. I think the difficult thing for the prince is just how much more busy he'll be. It's going to really add to the work that he has to do on a day-to-day basis. I mean, he's back to being a full-time working guy.
He has made it clear in the statement that was released that the resources will remain. I mean, can you just reassure the Blades fans that financial commitment that was made by the Prince is very much going to remain in place here?
Yes, absolutely. When we did the deal, we did it, we had good lawyers. We did it through a structure. That structure remains unchanged. And the resources are unchanged, so I think it just, you know, we'll just trudge on. The commitment is the same. Really, the Blades fans, I think, have are increasingly confident that they've got a good ownership team, and really they do. And Kevin and Abdullah, Prince Abdullah, get along very, very well, and I think we've really found a good working groove. Why would we change anything? We're on the cusp of having a great season. None of us here in Riyadh can wait for the season to start. I know Salahuddin and turkey is, you know, can't wait for the season to start. I talked with Prince Abdulrahman the day before yesterday. He was all smiles. You know, I think we're, I think it'll just go on like it is. And of course, Prince Abdullah will not be unmindful of the club. I see him regularly, and I'm sure he'll want to keep as close as his new circumstances allow him to be. It's a very, very full-time job that he's taken on. You know, it's one of the more high-profile jobs in the kingdom because it has to do with sport, with sports and with youth. And so, you know, he'll be, his job will require things of him both night and day. But anyway, we'll continue on. The Blades fans have nothing to worry about.
This is the first summer that you've really had to work with the club and shape the team ahead of what will be a new season. So, I mean, are you happy with the work that's done so far? The manager, Nigel Clough, has already made several new signings, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think we've had an outstanding Clough season, and we're, you know, we're back to training here now, and we're, I think we'll begin to see the, you know, the team gel and get prepared to play together. There are, you know, a couple of moving parts left. You know, I think you spoke to Nigel, which I'm sure you will during the course of the week. He'll tell you that we still are looking to close on a striker and a right back. And, you know, the things, everyone knows where we are. I think one thing I've really liked about it is I haven't had to do much of anything at all, because between Nigel, you know, making the picks, and Mal Brannigan, our MD, negotiating the deals, you know, we're really, we're doing great. And so I think from an owner's perspective, we become just another variety of fan waiting for the season to start, and can't, you know, none of us can wait to see the product take the field.
And we have had a chance to speak to Nigel about Harry Maguire as one player. I mean, can you give us an owner's perspective perhaps on that situation? How keen are you to see him staying at Bramall Lane next season?
I think we have a perfect harmony of opinion with Nigel and Mal about Harry. We're glad that he'll be back to training this week. And, you know, he's a smart young man. He's got an ambitious agent. You know, we'll see what choices he makes, but, you know, for our purposes, he's with us for the next year, and, you know, and that's that. And, you know, if there are further developments, and there really haven't been any of late, we'll be, you know, it'll be Nigel and Mal telling you when there's something to say. We've really been trying to say as little as possible because there really isn't anything to say right now.
And having had such a, you know, an exciting end to last season, I think it has to be said, with the FA Cup semi-final and the team finishing seventh, having been in a, you know, a bit of a serious situation, you know, earlier in the year, finishing very strongly, does that give you a lot of cause for optimism next year that the club is going to get promotion and get back into the Championship?
Hey, you know, you build success on a foundation of success. We're really glad to end on the note that we did. I think the lads really pulled together and gave everything they had. Certainly, Nigel's leadership was instrumental, key really to what happened. The fans got behind the club in a, I think, a very special way. We had a terrific run. You know, I think from what I can tell about what's happening with our fans, you know, Sheffield is buzzing red and white at the moment, and we'll be glad to get started. I think that the biggest problem for Blades fans right now is that August can't come soon enough.